This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Go to the hoop, you know, go to the rack.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
I want to thank everybody on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line.
Yeah.
And the YouTube feed as they were screaming words like scone. And there were some croissant. That's my fault because I said it's French and it's not.
I'm going to eat it.
Shout out to the many of you, including my buddy Tucker, who's listening. And he texted me. And he said, biscotti. And I was like, you know what? That applies to same thing. Biscotti. With like, what are you?
Also known
big,
as a
dense cracker.
Mandelbread in
Mandelbread?
The Jewish tradition.
Okay. Yep.
My late mother-in-law, Doris, rest in peace, would make her own Mandelbread. And I looked at it and I'm like, biscotti. But it's Mandelbread. Same idea. And I'm going to defend Mandelbread and biscotti because with your coffee, it's just a delicious cookie. You just dip it in the coffee and crunch, crunch, crunch.
I don't dip stuff in the coffee because I don't do hot coffee, so I'm not dipping
that
into my...
You're a weirdo.
Yeah, I'm not dipping it in an iced latte. We're not doing that.
You do it with the hot coffee in the morning.
Hot coffee. My cup of joe is the radio show that we have on this radio station. It's not an actual cup of
hot coffee. It's the morning joes, yeah.
Yeah, like I'm just... Anyway, that's me. But yes, biscotti, same thing. And you don't need to defend your bread because I've never had it. The Jewish tradition bread that I've had is the challah bread.
No doubt.
Okay? And that's fun. Outside of that, I'll refer all of you to Sebastian Maniscalco when it comes to Jewish food. He does. I've told you about this, but he does a whole sketch on Passover, and it is hilarious. And his basic idea is, I love all of you in the Jewish faith. Why don't you let the Italians do the food? You let us do the food.
Yeah, I'm getting a little deeper into it now.
We'll cater the Passover next time.
Pretty funny.
But anyway, yes, biscotti also works. It's not my jam. Like, if we're going to actually sit down and put something, some dense sugar into my body, I'd like a little bit more on the taste and texture front than biscotti or a scone.
Yeah, the scone.
That's just me.
The scone, when done right, can be okay, but more often than not, you try to break off that first piece, and now we've got 78 crumbs.
Exactly.
Like, what do I do with this thing?
You know what the scone has made people do? You come out of that coffee shop, and you go into your car, and one of two things happens. Either you don't have enough hands to drive because you're trying to use that stupid little bag that they give you to catch everything.
It's not a major bag alert.
No, it's a terrible bag alert, and it doesn't work. Like, you think you caught it all. You're like, I got it. I'm being real careful. I caught all of my scone in the bag, and then you crumple up the bag and stick it in your little cup holder, and then you get to work, and you look down. And, oh, my God, you are covered in half of a scone.
Without a doubt.
Our
Sunday morning tradition is to walk to the farmer's market, and usually we get Mai a croissant. And, you know, she's in the stroller just for convenience. She's almost three, but it's easier than, like, trying to walk with her a mile. So She's in there eating it, and you look down, and there are flaky, buttery pieces just everywhere. It's like, well, that's going in the laundry.
Yep.
But I like a croissant, but the first time you try to get a bite, now you've got 71 pieces of flaky, buttery goodness everywhere.
That's how it helps you keep your abundant life figure, though, if you just have half of the croissant go on the ground.
Pretty much.
That's a good way to do it. Those croissants are not great for you, so I'm told.
A scone. That was good.
Seriously. Well, listen, this is the lovely Christie's entire dessert philosophy. Not saying I share it, but it's her whole philosophy.
Well, you're about to share it.
Well, we'll share a dessert.
Right.
We don't have to share philosophies. We're getting married. We're not becoming the same person. I'm going to eat more desserts than she does for the rest of our lives.
What That's kind of wedding sure. cake you coming with here?
I mean, we're not even doing wedding cake.
No?
No.
This Just is like going to be mini cupcakes?
We're going to get desserts that like all the people who are going to be there like.
Okay.
I don't even know. There's going to be, some stuff.
So I could ask you 9 questions about your nuptials in 9 days?
I might get half
days?
Of them right.
Oh, my God. If Granny had the answers, we could do the ding and the buzzer.
Yeah.
Game show music and the whole deal.
I mean, a lot of the answers are IDK.
Right.
I'm going to find out, though.
I'll let you know next Thursday.
I don't know.
That's awesome.
But her whole dessert philosophy is take a little nibble and then decide whether the calories are worth it. And if it's worth it, we're going to keep eating it. And a biscotti and a scone, I'm sorry, you didn't make the cut.
I don't know if those are high calorie, but I do kind of like the approach.
I'm thinking they probably are. A scone?
Well, not as high as like a cookie or like a piece of cheesecake or one of those like chocolate mousse things that you get. Or what's that other one? Not flan, but tiramisu.
Oh, tiramisu.
Miss me with tiramisu.
Yeah, I'm out on tiramisu also,
but it's
better than a scone.
As far as calorie to fulfillment, it's just not
it's
there.
Just too,
the metrics don't work.
Yeah, it's just like...
What is going on here?
It's too pudding-y, that's a word.
It's his Friday. That's what's happening.
Not specifically tiramisu, just in general, Dibs.
I think he wants some sports.
Sports, man. Yeah. We can get into it.
You want some? Yeah, we can get into it.
Whittler Dibs, can you lay out for a second?
I mean, we could. Go ahead, Granny. What do you want to say?
Oh, that's coming up tomorrow.
Oh, okay. That's right. Granny's going to get some run.
Touches.
Get some run. Because you're going to be running for the hills.
Yep, I got to.
Don't turn your mic off yet.
I know.
It's not 6 o'clock
I keep
o'clock
clock
yet.
Watching.
Don't do that.
I got a...
Clock.
I got a nice little run coming up. I got just a home day tomorrow, a truckie trip, and then Vegas. It's going to be a nice little 6 days now. You know.
You will come back either happy or homeless.
Could be both.
Penniless, clothesless, all possibilities.
They could go hand in hand, happy and homeless,
They could.
Based on how my toddler acts.
Hey, you want to hear some fun sound from Brock Parody?
Probably. Let's get some content in here before Granny blows a stack.
Brock Parody.
Yeah, Brock Parody. What podcast did he go on?
Bussin' with the Boys.
Oh, Bussin' with the Boys. He went on Bussin' with the Boys. Let's play Dealer's Choice. Do you want to hear Brock Purdy talk about what he would or wouldn't do to win a Super Bowl, or do you want to hear him essentially make fun of Trent Williams?
I want them both, but let's start with the Trent Williams.
Okay, with the Trent Williams. First of all, you got to gas somebody up before you... Right?
Sure.
You got to gas them up. It's kind of like when we start the interview and we're like, hey, thank you so much for coming on the show. Appreciate it. All right, why'd you send that guy down? No, so here's Purdy on what Trent Williams means to him.
Last year he got hurt towards the end, and it's just different. You know, obviously whoever gets thrown in, I trust and we're good, but
great job.
Having Trent in as a Hall of Famer, dude, you watch his run game and the stuff, the moves that he does, it's like, what the heck?
When he's cutting off a guy, he just like pushes him down real quick.
Yeah, and it's like he does like, we always call it like he does this ninja move thing and then pushes guys in the ground and then outside of that, just pass pro and stuff, like he's locked down over there. And so year after year for me, like blindside as a quarterback, right-handed quarterback, knowing that my left side dude is good, like it's, I can't even describe to you, like, I don't know, I've like a sense of freedom, but just overall what he does and obviously seeing 23 run behind him and I'll hand the ball off and just look back and see him split like two guys and, just opens up everything. And I don't know, it goes hand in hand with everything. If you can run the ball, you get the pass game so much better. And so the fact that he's so good and dominant in the run game, year after year, because he's getting older, obviously, and we always ask ourselves every year when he comes back, like, is Trent going to be the same? Is this still the Trent Williams? Like, dude, year after year, he's the same guy. And anyways, absolutely love him. For me to be a quarterback in the NFL and have that guy blocking for me, dude, didn't get any better.
Okay. So now we greased him up and we gassed him up.
Oh, I thought that we were going to get it in that same answer.
No.
That's a lot of gas and grease.
Well, that's Trent Williams. He's going to the Hall of Fame. You don't gas him up in 20 seconds. You take a whole minute.
Okay.
And you're a wee little quarterback, and he is your blindside defender. It's the most important man on the field as far as Brock is concerned.
Yeah.
Right? All right. So you gassed him up. And then he said this with regard to on when Trent is in the lineup versus when Trent is not in the lineup.
When you're in the middle of the season and he gets an ankle or something like that, during the week on that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you checking in that training room, be like, hey, so how's
yeah, Trent doing? Yeah, I'm always checking in.
You got to make like, sure, hey, I know how all the boys are doing, but how's Trent going right now? Is he going
to
be all right?
Yeah, no, he's my like little safety blanket. I'm like, I need my binky and I need him to be in the game. But no, he's, and it's funny, he'll go through an injury or whatever, and then he's real with me. He's like, Brocky, like, I'm good. I got you. Just wait. Like, Sunday comes around, I'll be good. And he's right. He goes out there and kills it. But the other games where he's like, Brocky, like, it's probably not it. And I was like, dang it.
Yeah.
He called him his binky.
And he calls him Brocky, apparently.
Binky
it's
and Brocky.
Binky and Brocky.
I have a feeling.
Do yoga, right? What are we doing
Well, now
here?
That Looney's gone, we do need a new children's book here
we do
today.
Yoga.
Yeah. So maybe
Binky and Brocky Binky go and to Brocky. The Super Bowl.
Binky and Brocky run the ball.
That's right.
Yeah. But remember when Brock bought Toyotas for the whole offensive line?
It's big of him. He went out of pocket for that. Deep.
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did. He does not know if Trent has ever actually driven the car. He bought him a Toyota, and then he's never seen it again.
Dude, last year he got a driver, and we were all joking around. We're like, dude, and he just like comes right in, and he's holding a baggie and all these things. We're like, bro, did your driver give you all those snacks and stuff? And like, he gets DoorDash basically to work every day. Like, we just like joke around. Like, Trent just pulls up in a new car, new driver.
And he's a different driver.
Yeah, I'm like, what is going on? That's like another world.
Were you insecure about giving him a Toyota for Christmas?
Yeah, I felt like I literally went up to him and I was like, hey, dude, like, Toyota's helping us out. We got 10 of them for all the O-linemen and stuff. Like, just curious, like, do you still want yours or not? And he's like, hell yeah. He's like, I'll paint that thing pink. And I'm like, all right. So,
okay.
But then, sure enough, he forgets about it somehow. Everyone gets their cars and stuff. And they're like, Trent, like, what'd you think about yours? And he's like, Brock, what did I get? A truck or a car? And I was like, bro, Trent doesn't even know.
That is so funny.
And then George is like, bro, like, George is trying to, you know, bargain, to get Trent's Toyota. George is like, bro, I'll
he was
drive
on a couple
thing.
Weeks ago talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I still don't know if Trent's driven it or not.
So I love this. He's like, Trent, like, Toyota is trying to, like, help us
help
out.
Help us out.
So
there you go.
Do you still want it? Because no one has seen it. Oh, no. I still want it. Months later. Hey, Trent, how do you like the Toyota? Well, was it a car or a truck?
I mean, what are we doing here?
You want to talk about somebody.
That's a good question.
Somebody having FU money. This guy, he doesn't even know what cars he has.
Well, according to Auto Evolution, there's a list of cars that he does have. And
okay.
This goes back to 2022.
Wait a minute. What did you just find this on?
According to Auto Evolution.
So while we're listening to Brock talk, you're on the internet finding odd websites tracking players' cars?
All you have to do is Google Trent Williams cars, and up pops, first of all, a beautiful gallery of these vehicles. No, do not send notifications to this browser, Auto Evolution. This is a one and done.
You got to Google it.
Thank
one of
you.
Those websites.
Well, it's just every 30 seconds, it's like a pop-up.
Yeah, and that means that you're funding some guy's dinner tonight by being on this website.
Well, then let me read and get out.
Let's go.
He just bought a two-tone black and white Range Rover. He has a Dodge Durango SRT, a Ferrari F8 Tributo, and a Ferrari 488 Pista. Can I say that on the air?
You just did.
Then he just added a 458 Special, which is also a Ferrari, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So, that doesn't say anything about the Toyota?
No, because this is from 2022. So when you give this man a Toyota, he says, thanks, Brock. Appreciate it. Let me see if I have a niece or nephew who I can go ahead and gift this to. No disrespect to Toyota, but I would have given Trent, just knowing that he wasn't going to drive it, I would have given him a Camry. Something that there's no way he fits into. Nothing, but he's 6'8", 370. He can't fit into a Camry.
That's probably true.
So I would have given him a Yaris.
I don't know.
Do you know the Yaris?
A Yaris?
A Yaris is like the size of this table. I believe that's Toyota. A Yaris, Trent. That's what you get.
Does he fit in a Ferrari? That doesn't make any sense either. At his size, I don't know how he fits into any vehicle, quite frankly.
Well, I had a friend who passed away. He was 6'9", 340. Jamoki Horton was his name. And you drive in the back seat.
You drive in the back seat.
Correct.
So you ride that thing all the way back, or you actually take the seat out.
Right. Depending on how big the car is, you just...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You drive from the back.
What'd you say his name was?
Jamoki Horton, a St. Mary's of College basketball player out of Alaska. Just a wonderful man gone too soon.
Okay, may he rest in peace.
Yeah.
The question that came to my mind, though, do you know anybody who has just like regular name?
Sure.
Like all of the names, and you've brought up no less than 233 names from your childhood from Marin, and every single one of them has like personality of name.
Different names, yeah. This man...
There's not one like Tim Smith.
I'll see if I can come up with one.
In the whole lot of them.
When we're doing this freeform kind of stuff, things just pop in my head, and right. I want to share my life experiences with the people.
Jamoki is an amazing first name.
He's an amazing man.
Was that a nickname?
Nope. God-given. And African-American, grew up in Alaska, and found his way to St. Mary's to play... it was Ernie Kent. Shout out Oregon. Ernie Kent was the coach at the time.
Okay.
Yeah, so he was a part of some of their...
You didn't know him because his name is too short.
No, but I knew a lot of his teammates. And right. I don't even want to bore people with my personal stories, but they all worked for Blue and Gold Fleet here in the city as deckhands.
Great.
The entire basketball team, and that's where my ex-wife also worked. So I got to know Jamoki and his teammates.
Do you want to know now about Brock and the Super Bowl?
Absolutely. Okay, what would he give?
Yeah, well, so a lot of these questions, Grandy was telling me, like a lot of these questions, the Bustin' with the Boys podcast, at the end, they throw out like, what would you do to win a Super Bowl? Would you lose a toe? You know what I mean?
It's like
would
the big finish. Would you,
yeah.
With an edge.
Well, you're a little bit, right. Yeah. Like, would you get divorced for the Super Bowl? I don't think they asked that. But you know what I mean? Like, uh-huh. they throw a lot of stuff like that
I like
out
it.
There. Okay. So, a couple of these. First of all, what would a Super Bowl mean to him? Would you retire after the season if you were guaranteed to win the bowl?
Would you end your career if you ended on a Super Bowl this year?
Keep in mind, the guarantee you have on a contract would stay.
Dude, I don't want to end my career because we can go win more, you know? Like, why would I end the career just for one more when we could win multiple? Think
but you're
it.
Guaranteed to win this year, you being the Super Bowl MVP.
Oh, all pro.
Dude. Offensive. But your career is done after that. Or you can try to chase the Super Bowl for the rest of your career.
Don't try to chase. Like,
well, that's what you're. Just, that's what you'll be doing.
Yeah. Yeah, there it is. That's the correct answer. You don't want to be done after 1 year.
No. I mean,
he just got that contract.
Right, and he's just a pup. He could play for another 20 years if he wanted to go the full Brady route.
Would you rather win one Super Bowl with the Niners or three with the rival Seahawks?
Mm.
In your career, you can win one Super Bowl with the 49ers or you can win three with the Seattle Seahawks.
Bro.
That is the best trap question.
That is the worst, dude.
That Stop. Is.
No, I mean, don't the Niners, answer. Bro. Yeah.
You want to win one Super Bowl? You want to be remembered for one?
Really, dude? Shut up. Don't try to get me, dude. No, we're not doing that. Bang, bang all the way, dude.
I said bang, bang all the way.
Yeah.
What a.
That was a solid little change of pace.
That was a nice change of pace.
Because honestly, you're being real. You want to win three, right?
He would for sure. But also, respect, he's polished.
You know what? He might be on something, though. Because I'd rather win one natty with Nebraska than three with the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Dude, yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Are we boys? Or are you just trying to trap me, bro?
Yeah.
Soon don't trap me, bro.
Soon as the microphone. Nice. Don't tase me, bro.
Don't reference. Trap me, bro.
Soon as the microphones got turned off, he's like, Seattle, for sure. For sure.
You give me three?
I'm going to the Hall.
Right.
Three-time Super Bowl champ? I'm in the Hall.
Not a lot of those QBs out there.
I'm getting statues. Seattle is my town for the rest of my life. For sure, that's what
are we
he
boys?
Said.
Or are you just trying to trap me, bro?
But you're not allowed to say that right now.
You got Tom's got more than three or more. Troy's got three or more.
Right.
Terry's got three or more. Joe, I believe, has three or more.
Joe's got four.
Yeah, so the list is not that long.
A short list.
Yep.
Very short list. So for sure, three in Seattle. But you're not allowed to say that right now.
No.
Can you imagine if he said something like that three, 4 weeks after signing a mega $52 million a year deal? You can't say that.
No.
Anyway, that's fun with Brock.
That is.
Yeah.
Those are fun. And that's Bussin' with the Boys?
Bussin' with the Boys.
And who are the hosts in that, Grandy?
Will Compton and Taylor Lewan, former NFL players.
There you
okay.
go.
Thank you. I just...
Both offensive linemen?
No. Will Compton, I think, was a linebacker.
Okay.
Lewan was like a really good offensive lineman.
Yeah, he was a left tackle. Yeah, he was great.
A lot of good podcasts out there, but I get confused because you find some content on one, and it's like, whose is that? And there's just so many, it's hard to keep up with them.
Do you want to hear something from another podcast called the No Filter Network?
I would love to.
Okay, this just little teaser. We're going to play the sound for you, and then we'll circle back to what exactly is going on. But listen to Will Clark talking about how Rafi Devers no-showed with regard to working with him over at first base on his first week here.
So Matt Williams and Bob Melvin want me to go out there and work with him around first base. No problem. And we weren't gonna go through anything physical. We're just gonna walk through and say, hey, look, if throw's coming from over there, stand this way. If throw's coming from over there, stand that way. It wasn't gonna be this big thing, right? And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he did not come out early at all, period. Not at all. Now, in fact, he didn't even hit on the field, right? And everybody's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, Will. I'm so sorry. I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. I said, I know what the happened. I said, he didn't want to go out and be at first base and be 20 feet in front of their freaking dugout with, what went on in Boston. And now he's working with me at first base. He didn't want to have to go through all that bull through the press and the media. And so, anyway, I completely understand. But Rafael Devers, the next time I'm in San Francisco, your ass will be on the field at first base. Just letting you know that. Just from the
But if he's not going to go out, he's going to tell you.
Hey, look, even if I got to go grab you by the back of the neck and drag your ass out there, you will be at first base.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That's Will Clark.
Wow.
On Rafael Devers not showing up over there at first base to work out with him. But his ass will next time.
Grab him by the scruff of the neck. Make sure you come out there.
Was yesterday next time? When was this recorded? Because he was referencing when they get back to San Francisco. That would have been yesterday.
I want to say they record on Tuesdays, so that might have been last week's version. I don't know.
I wonder if last night was last night it? Was that the one? I don't know. I also don't know if Rafael Devers' health will allow him to go work out at first base as of yet, but we can get into this a little bit more. We'll circle back to what Will Clark had to say about it, what Dave Fleming's brother, Will Fleming, broadcaster for the Red Sox, had to say about it. And then in about a half hour or so, you'll hear from Landon Roop, last night's starting pitcher who joined us earlier today on the show. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570 is the number. This is Willard and Dip.
Are we boys, or are you just trying to trap me, bro?
Yeah, I'm sad about that.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Fun with Brock Parody was exactly that. It was fun. We had fun with Landon Roop earlier in the show. He was a delight. I loved talking to Landon Roop. And you will hear that conversation in full coming up in just about 20 minutes. Last night's not winning pitcher, because that doesn't exist anymore in baseball.
Right.
You just have to be a starter and pitch well and then pray, and then they'll let you know later if you got any stats out of it. And last night he did not, because the game is always tied going into the eighth inning, it seems, at Oracle Park, and it was again. But the Giants hit the creatively placed ground balls better than the Phillies did, and so they won the baseball game.
That's kind of the way that goes. And, you know, when you're the Giants and you get a big league, hang in there, and you've got the best bullpen in baseball. Those are ways to go about winning. And just looking at wins by starting pitchers, it's barely half on the year of
like barely half the games have a winning starting pitcher
of the 50.
Yeah,
it's a little bit more than 25 of them have been won.
Oh, you're talking about just for the Giants, not baseball.
Just the Giants. Which, and I think that other teams maybe have more of a luxury because you can actually put up 4 runs in an inning, which the Giants haven't done in 16 days now. It's been more than 2 weeks since they had one of those innings where you get 4 runs and
Run inning?
You just break the thing
open.
That's
a lot. I mean, that's a lot for one inning.
It's a big inning, though.
That's their average for the whole game.
Right, but there was a time where, you know, they were on a nice little stretch where they were getting 4-run innings pretty frequently, and now it's been a while, including that, you know, getting 1 run against the A's and getting shut out 1-0. So it's been a little bit of a stretch.
Okay. No doubt about it, but Landon Roop was really good last night, and I think a lot of us, I mean, we were talking about it even before last night. Last night's timing, maybe looking at what Verlander and Birdsong have done recently, solidified in the minds of many that he's their number 3 starter. Now, here's the other thing. Who cares what's solidified in July? That doesn't matter. The Giants have to, A, make the playoffs, and then Roop, Verlander, Birdsong, anyone else have to either stay healthy and or continue to pitch well. But he is the leader in that race for now. And as I kind of said a couple of weeks ago, if you're going to make the playoffs, what you really need now in baseball is at least 3.5 starters. That 4 starter doesn't even need to really be a full-blown thing. Like, I don't think it can be an opener, although teams have done that in the playoffs, but you'd like to have somebody at least be able to go shave off like 4 innings in a baseball game and then have him flanked by a lot of good relievers. But you do need to have 3 guys who in theory could go out there and give you a really good start. And the Giants, in this moment, they have that. They have that because he's been, outside of that one outing against the Dodgers a few weeks ago, he's been really good, really good.
Since May, I mean, April was a little shaky. May and June and half of July, he's been great. But you're kind of assuming playoffs. And when I hear you talk about the playoffs, I assume you're meaning not just the wild card series. That is the postseason, but in that wild card series, you may only get to use 2 pitchers. If you lose the first 2,
well, that's true.
It's over. So I'm thinking about a longer series, which would mean that you get the top wild card. I think if you're the top wild card, you know, the top wild card's also in the in that wild card series. Because 1 and 2 get the
right.
bye.
It's more the bottom division winner that also has to go through the wild card round, where you only need to win 2 games, and then you get into a longer series.
It's most likely that the Giants, if they make the playoffs, would be in that wild card round. So
you'd think, unless they're planning on catching the Dodgers.
Right, which is not out of the realm of possibility, but this upcoming series this weekend would go a long way toward that end. If you could, you know, take all 3, that seems like getting greedy, but, you know, when you were down in L.A., you got the one that you were supposed to get, the Logan game, Webby.
You did.
Get it done.
You just gave me a little Giants-gasm by even throwing out that idea of sweeping the Dodgers heading into the All-Star break. Do you know how relaxing next week would be?
Go Dodgers.
If you swept
That's unnecessary and ill-placed.
The Dodgers to like,
I'm a Giants fan.
Cut the division lead down to like 2 or 3 games.
Yeah.
The Dodgers are losing a lot of games right now. I did take joy last weekend, especially because I was down there. I was down there visiting family. And let me tell you something. I don't know if all of you Giants fans know this. It's very joyous to watch a Dodger fan watch the Dodgers lose to the Astros. They get so mad. It is very funny. I actually watched something that I didn't think possible. Do y'all know that they hate the Astros more than the Giants? And don't let them tell you the opposite is true. It's not. I don't even care if a Dodger. No, I hate the Giants. I've always hated it. Fine. But you're not as mad at them as you are at the Astros.
Well, because the Astros did something to them that the Giants never have or never could.
And they are not over it. Not even a little bit over it.
The way I know that is I saw on social media over the weekend, some people, I think it was Oral Hershiser, said, oh, you could tell that they knew the curveball was coming. And I was like, what? And then I looked, and that was the game that was, what, 15-1 or whatever?
Yeah.
They got motorboated.
Yeah, they got crushed.
And Oral's coming out saying, well, they obviously knew the curveball was coming. Hint, hint, nod, nod.
That's exactly what I'm getting at.
Right.
I found so much joy to just kick my feet up and watch Dodger fans squirm all over the place. As did they get outscored 29-6? Is that what happened in that series? 29-6? At Dodger Stadium, Christian Walker homered every other at-bat. It was hysterical. They were so mad.
Yeah. They'll never be over it.
Which, by the way,
29-6.
29-6. By the way, here's what you can't say to a Dodger fan if you're watching them play the Astros, because they will throw a beverage at you that's not been emptied. They, I mean, like, this is fighting words. There's one thing you can say. You can be like, don't you think it's like time that you got over it? Just for your own mental health. It's kind of like how I feel about the Warriors and Kuminga. Like, this, is it considered maybe moving on for your own mental health? I get it. Boy, they were bad. They were mean. They were awful people. Terrible people. And they've done something to you, and I get that. Do you think maybe it's time to start moving forward? You can say that. They'll get mad and they'll say no. And they'll baseball should have vacated the whole thing. And they'll do that. But they'll at least talk to you. Here's where they won't talk to you. Just look at them as they're so mad at the Astros and go, wasn't Mookie Betts on the Red Sox team that also got caught cheating?
Mookie Betts.
Your shortstop. Wasn't he? Or am I remembering incorrect? He was on that team, right? Or maybe I'm getting my years mixed
you
up.
You might be, yeah.
But would you, when you're done with the Dodger-Astro game, do you want to go to Baseball Rep? Check and see if Mookie Betts was on that Red Sox team that also got caught. And then excuse yourself and go to the restroom.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, luckily
it's so stupid.
Luckily they've won two since then, or one and a third, as you would call it.
Yeah, one and a third.
But because that was, what, 2018? Or
yeah, it was right before.
2019,
before
yeah.
Something. Yeah. Yeah, 18 or 19, whatever.
It's all
just kind of pre-COVID now.
That's right.
That's what it is. Honestly, 2020 has become kind of like BC and AD. Like, it's all just pre-COVID. I can't even remember, to be honest with you.
And then 21 was that really strange year of cardboard cutouts and career years and 107 wins.
107 wins. And which, the Dodgers got 106.
Yeah. And and that feels like forever ago.
It was.
And I know 4 years is a long time, but it feels like a lot longer ago than that.
A lifetime ago.
Yeah.
A lifetime ago. Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, so if you're just joining us, and Landon Roop is going to be on in about 10 minutes. We talked to him earlier in the day. We really enjoyed it. He was a lot of fun to talk to. You just gave me a little Giants-gasm. You did. You gave me a Giants-gasm. Like, I don't even want to think about the idea of them sweeping the Dodgers this weekend. Do you know how wonderful that would be? Like, you're going to be in Tahoe watching those games after your golf rounds?
Yep.
And then you're going straight to Vegas from there?
I come home first for about 6 hours, but yeah.
You probably shouldn't.
Well, you know.
That's probably not a good idea at all.
Got to get home and see the toddler and the wife, and then get up 11 hours later and gone.
It's prickly. That's prickly.
It's prickly not to, actually.
If
I just go straight,
both.
It's the lesser of two prickles, so to speak.
Just imagining soldiers walking through a minefield. And that's what it feels like.
Or you don't go through the minefield and you've got enemy soldiers on either side. So we're outnumbered and outflanked, or we can weave our way through the minefield. So I've chosen the minefield.
I'm rooting for you.
Thanks.
I really am.
Bedtime is 7:30 usually-ish.
For her or you?
For her.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I have a couple challenges. Don't come home sunburned and broken. And try to make it home by bedtime. If I can, that's threading a needle. Although we are playing early Sunday, so I think I'm off at 8:30. done at 1, 19th hole till about 2:30, and then down the mountain home by 6:45.
And this is on Sunday?
Yeah.
I want you checking traffic now.
Always.
Don't you be checking traffic.
You know, I was raised in this business doing traffic and weather on the 8s.
Yeah.
So you know I'll be checking traffic.
Don't try to time it so that you can listen to Mark and Ephraim on Fox Sports Radio at 5 o'clock. Get your butt on the road at the right time. Make sure you get home.
No, I will catch you, and I'll have to find if you're on a Sacramento affiliate, if I'm rolling through Sactown at 5. Mm. If not, I'll catch you in the Bay when I get to about Fairfield. Usually we can pick it up.
Or download the free Odyssey app.
That's right.
I have it downloaded.
Or it's Fox Sports Radio. You can listen on one of the other apps, too, that I'm not going to mention on 95.7 The
okay.
Game. It's on multiple apps.
Oh, I know those apps.
Yeah.
Don't have those.
And I don't know if we're on in Sacramento.
Yeah.
I hope so. I have no idea where the hell we're on.
And I want to make sure we're on here. On Sunday. Yeah. There's no Valks game or anything?
Oh, I don't know. Is there a Valks game on
no
Sunday?
No preemption?
I don't know. I'll check.
Okay. Yeah.
That's dangerous these days. Because, I mean, the Valks. Valks are going to be entertaining and good.
Oh, don't.
So we're going to choose the Valks over you.
Hell yeah, you should.
Not tomorrow morning.
I mean, if that's happening, I would love that because then I can watch the Valks game while I'm doing the show.
There you go.
That's exactly what I will do.
Valkyries at Aces on Saturday. Valkyries at home against the Mercury on Monday.
Okay, we're on.
Awesome.
Unless there's some sort of Warrior Summer League pregame show. Are you hosting something? Okay.
You hosting?
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.